We'll turn that bottle up and drink it, crank that jukebox up and hank it, bartend, for another round. Here's to our best bad decision situation.
For another round. That sounds like a good thing to do when you're grilling.
Yeah, we didn't get beer of the week.
We did not.
What the heck?
And you know what? Grilling is a one-handed sport with me. Was down in Illinois last weekend and got a Yingling. That's something we can't get here in Michigan. It's a lager beer. It's a lager beer. It's okay. It's not great, but it's one of those,
great.
One of those
it.
Things, right?
It's the oldest brewery in America.
Right. So I bought Bob a case, grabbed a case for me, and came back. And I can't lie. I've had a few of them.
Have you?
But they're tasting good.
Yes.
But anyway.
They're the best deal in beer in America.
Right.
They're $19.99 a case.
Yep.
You know, speaking of beers, before we get on to the rotisserie thing, because this time of year you should use your rotisserie so you don't have to stand outside freezing like I've been doing. You just put it on and set it, forget it. But I had a beer. I went down to Siciliano's a couple days ago, and she set me up with
Set you up, that being the key, because I never saw any of this beer.
Well, I bought a bunch of beer there, and she recommends. I just say, what's good? And she basically sets it on the counter. And
you just get your credit card out.
I do.
Yeah.
I do, and with some cigars. And Steve was in there. He says hi. But it's from Rolling Rock, and it's called Rolling Bock.
Oh.
Dude, this stuff is 89 cents a can. So I was, like, worried about it. I'm like, wasting
a little bit of laxative in
the
bottle.
I don't know what I'm getting into. I'm going back for more. Siciliano's Market, they're on M45 and West side of Grand Rapids. It's called Rolling Bock. Everybody's had Rolling Rock. You've been to a frat party or a field party, a party in the gravel pits, wherever you do it, and somebody pulled out Rolling Rock. And it's not a bad beer either, but this is Rolling Bock. Right. I'm going to tell you, 89 cents a can, I think it just beat out Yingling for the best beer in America for that kind of price.
So speaking of rolling your Bock, how about rolling some beef on a rotisserie?
That's about rolling your Segways.
Right. I enjoy cooking with a rotisserie. I think there's a little bit of technique to it, and maybe we should talk about that. You can put a lot of different meats on a rotisserie.
I've heard rumors that we own a big grill that has a rotisserie. I just don't know that I've ever seen
it. Dude, I'm waiting for you to lose another 10 pounds, and I'm going to stick you on that thing and cook you. But, no, we do. We have a big 4-foot one.
Why it'll only hold 220?
Yeah, right, yeah. And it's got a 7/8 stainless steel octagon rod, and it'll hold some meat, baby. But anyway, rotisserie is a great way to do it. It's slow cooking with kind of self-basting, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're gonna run a rod down.
It's not only self-basting, but you can baste it while you're cooking.
Right.
You can go out once in a while to act like you're grilling.
Right, yeah. Set your beer down.
That's right.
Yeah. But
a little rolling bock.
Right.
On.
But anyway, my tips on this is if you've got a rotisserie, I use charcoal grill. For our rotisserie, and I build the fire offset because you're going to get drippings. You can do one of two things. You can catch those drippings and use them for gravy or sauces, or you can let them hit the coals. Let them hit the coals. You want a little bit of fire underneath so you don't get this greasy mess in the bottom of your grill. It'll burn off. But when it does that, you're going to get flare-ups, and you can oftentimes get charring on the outside of the piece of meat that you're doing. You build the fire offset, just put a little pan under there to catch the drippings. You can throw them away or use them, whatever. But all you're looking at is for radiant heat on a rotisserie.
This time of year, it's a great time to do it. Hey, listen, support your local brewers. We love going down to Schmoes, which is actually one of our sponsors, and they have a huge line of locally made beers. Schmoes, it's by the Ice Arena on Patterson.
Yep.
So if you got a hockey player in your life, go drop them off.
Right. Hit Schmoes when you're at the Patterson. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Thanks for listening to The Grilling Guys. Get out there and make some smoke and a little bit of grill envy in your neighborhood, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.